also have two people with me now, Gail Mooney and Aaron Kelly, and I want to welcome them to KYNS. Hi.
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 Thank you.
Welcome to San Luis Obispo. Welcome to the film festival.
Sunny San Luis Obispo. It's a hoot.
Now, do you like San Luis?
Absolutely.
It's beautiful.
Now, where are you guys from?
New Jersey. I live in Chicago now. So.
Where are you from in Jersey?
Morris County, the pretty part.
Yeah, I was from Essex. I was born in East Orange.
Okay.
And there's a lot. And I have to tell you something. This is like a tribal get-together again out here in San Luis Obispo. There's tons of people from New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't, but we decided we had to leave that and come here.
Well,
this is so cute how she said that, the nice part of New Jersey. Yeah, fine. Yeah, fine. Good for you.
Well, I like to tell people I used to live in Santa Barbara and moved to New Jersey. They think something went wrong in my life.
Now let's talk about let's welcome you here. I'm glad you're here. I'm sorry I didn't ask you really, Gail, where you live.
Morris County, New Jersey.
Oh, you still live
there? Pacific, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mendham.
Okay, good. And now you're in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good for you. It's cold and nasty and terrible in Chicago.
Only sometimes.
No, I was a sailor there. I know. All right. Let's talk about this wonderful movie that you guys have, and it's called Opening Our Eyes. And it's playing twice. It's playing today. Played yesterday, and then it's playing tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Park Cinemas in Paso Robles. So you got. I don't know. I never have asked Wendy. How come you end up with two screenings and other people only get one?
I don't know.
That's
guess we got
cool.
lucky.
You did. That's cool. That's very fun. Now I'm looking at you guys, and I'm thinking to myself as you tell me about this movie. You guys must have done a lot of traveling.
Yes, we did. Okay. 99 days.
Wow.
Circled the world.
Wow.
6 continents and 11 stories.
Mm-hmm. Took 30 flights, went to 17 countries, so it was a big trip.
14 vaccinations.
Got those in Chicago. Anyway, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
it was all
amazing.
Creatively financed by airline points and hotel rewards, the kindness of strangers. We did a round of crowdfunding, to raise some money to pay an editor. So, a Cinderella story, so to speak.
All right, I want to mention Tom Kelly's in the background taking pictures. Not of me, of the people that she should take pictures of. So, what inspired, what in the whole wide world made you wake up one day and say, I think we should take a 99-day trip around the world?
Well, part of the inspiration was someone that I went to high school with. Her name is Maggie Doyne. And she ended up taking a gap year after high school instead of going straight to college. She was doing some traveling and volunteering. She ended up in Nepal and wired over for all of her babysitting earnings and bought a plot of land and then built a children's home and now has about 40 kids living with her. She also built a school across the street for about 250 kids. So she was... She's certainly a local hero in our town and has provided a lot of inspiration and was a big part of the reason for the project.
So she was in contact with you.
Yeah, I mean, we've been following along with her story. And then my mom is the one who ultimately came up with the idea.
I was at a point in my life, Aaron had just graduated from Northwestern University and decided not to come back to New Jersey, and she's staying in Chicago. And so after about 3 weeks of boo-hoo of being an empty nester, I said, this isn't so bad. And I wanted to get back to my roots, which is travel. My background is a photographer. I shot a lot for the National Geographic and Smithsonian. But I wanted to travel for a purpose. So Maggie was the inspiration. I thought for every Maggie out there, there must be tons more around the world, people who are making a positive difference in our world, and that's what we set out to do. And so I put an email blast out there, and using social media, wanted to find people on every continent as our subjects. And the first person to respond to my email was Erin, and my daughter, and she said, Mom, I want to do this with you. You told me to follow my heart, travel when I'm young, don't get bogged down by responsibilities, it'll be happen soon enough in your life. And I said, oh, my God, she listened to me all my life. So all her life.
The big surprise.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't think you were listening.
Yeah. So that's how it started.
How fun. Mm-hmm. And so you graduated from Northwestern?
Yes.
And fought on for her fame, as the song goes right there, the fight song for another?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, see that? Yeah.
She should remember she was in the marching band.
Yeah.
Yes, you should remember. I was never in a marching band. Thank you very much. All right, so you connected with this young lady. Then what happened next?
Well, then we had to go about going through tons of people that people had recommended. And since we were traveling on an award ticket, around the world award ticket, it with a lot of restrictions, it really came down to, out of all those subjects, who was going to be in Uganda when we were going to be passing through, that sort of thing. So we still have mountains of people. We could do this for the rest of our life, you know, do stories on people who are making a positive difference.
Do you? So one of the obvious questions with what's going on in Uganda on the Internet right now, which is huge.
Yeah.
Did you have concerns for yourselves as you went to some of these places?
Well, you know,
I didn't really think about that.
Yeah.
So much.
Everybody says, what was the hardest part?
Was it just the two of you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just the two of us. Two backpacks full of gear and two suitcases half full of gear and whatever clothes we could bring. But, you know, I guess the hardest part was thinking about it before we left. You know, what about this? What about that? What if this went wrong? And we knew we were going to Thailand, and we knew that there was political unrest there at the time. And, of course, the same thing happened when we got to Turkey. But once we got on the road, we just didn't, you know, we left the fears behind.
Good for you. I'm a wuss. I'd say, excuse me, there's something going on there, and I'm staying home. That's it.
Although my daughter was smarter, I would go running toward the action like the demonstrations in Istanbul, and she would just stand back and watch her mother get into the thick of it all. the smart one.
She was the running of the bulls.
I think one of the biggest things was also, I was a little afraid that the people who we had never met, we had just really corresponded through email, that maybe they would not show up, or we wouldn't be able to connect with them once we got there. I mean, it was very kind of a tenuous situation. So, but everybody pulled through, and they were all very welcoming. And
everyone
that we set up to meet, they showed up and they gave us their time and were very gracious and telling us their stories. So.
And they were all different, too.
Okay, so what was the longest time you spent in a country and the shortest time you spent in a country?
Probably the longest time was, 2 weeks with Maggie?
The span really was 2 days to 2 weeks. The shortest.
Well,
the
also sort of makes sense because, you know, Maggie's a friend and all that kind
of
stuff.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was difficult. I mean, there were days we didn't have electricity or water. We slept in a bamboo hut on the floor in Thailand in the remote hill tribe villages, following a doctor into the hills. Then, of course, Australia was just the opposite. You know, we bartered 2 weeks in a hotel room in Sydney, and I did a video in exchange, you know, services in exchange. So we worked every angle we could.
Mm-hmm. Let me read this because I think it's important. And this is also in the Film Festival Guide, by the way. It says, this documentary tells the stories of 11 people on 6 continents who are making our world a better place through the power of one person at a time. Did you? How did you do last night?
Great. Aaron, you know the stats, right?
Yeah. Well, there are about 70 people that showed up, maybe 68. Exactly. We got out of the ratings that the audience voted, 50 of them voted for 5, which was the top, then... You know, like 11 fours and 2 threes. So
good,
everyone liked it or really liked it. So
good,
that was exciting.
Good for you. That's really neat. And the other thing is that I know you know this. It happened last night and it will happen again tomorrow. Do you like the fact that people can ask you questions?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the best part.
I like the fact that I get to ask them first if I can think of them.
That's actually the best part, because one of the reasons we did this film was to show people. And, you know, we say it's more than a movie, it's a movement, you know, and if people just kind of thought. One person made a great statement in the film, and she said, water is hot at 211 degrees. At 212, it boils. That's a 1 degree difference. She says, so I like to challenge people, what's a 1 degree difference move that you could make?
Very interesting.
So that's what our goal is, to inspire and motivate others.
My guests today are Gail Mooney and her daughter Erin Kelly, and together they went around the world. It took 99 days to do it, and what they were looking for was people that have inspired them and others to do things that maybe seem almost impossible to do. And is there anybody else? I don't want to give away everything in the movie. I really don't want to do that. But let's do one more. Let's do another person somewhere. And you mentioned him being in Thailand. There was a doctor.
Yes. Okay. Dr. David Marna. And he just travels mostly by foot. And he did have somebody donate a truck to him.
Yeah, so he's a doctor who just travels around these remote hill tribe villages in northern Thailand and gives free medical treatment. And in addition to that, he tries to meet the underlying needs and solving the problems where they start, for example, using toilets, having access to that and running water, clean water. So he has been building pipelines to bring fresh water down to the villages, as well as building toilets for every family so that, for example, diarrhea, which would be a major illness in many of these villages, was ultimately solved.
As it's fatal in a lot of cases.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So, and these are people that are from what used to be called Burma, and, you know, way up in the hills near the border. So they're refugees. And in Thailand, if you don't have a card, an identity card, you can't even get, you can't go to the hospital and get medical treatment. So this is why, one of the reasons he's doing this.
Wow.
But it ran from anywhere from doctors to tango therapists in Argentina.
Really?
So it's a real range of characters. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is. How fascinating. And again, you these people came to you how?
Just through either someone we knew or someone who knew someone we knew, all word of mouth. I mean, that's the beauty of social media these days.
Cool, and they knew people all in these all crazy far-flung places.
Yeah. Sometimes if they took a vacation somewhere and met someone, you know, or volunteered with someone, they would recommend that person because of their experience there. Or they know, a friend of a sister, cousin, you know, was over in this country one time. Or
no, I'll ask you. This is going to be fun to ask you now because of the last guest I had in here. And so he went to, and his movie's about Fuji.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of customs in Fuji that are like sideways. Why did we all look at him at once?
His phone went off.
I didn't hear it, but when you two looked over, I thought, I better find out what's going on over there. I'm glad you're okay. Is that right?
You probably didn't hear it with the focus on him.
Tom's okay. He's in good shape. Sorry. So when he went to Fuji, here's one of the first things they found out the hard way. And then had to tell somebody, ask somebody, what's going on with that? It's disrespectful in Fuji to look somebody in the eyes when you talk to them.
Really?
Everybody looks down when they talk.
Oh.
So, I mean, how weird. Now, so you had to have gone into situations.
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't have much time to have a figure out what to do and what not to do. How'd you
no.
do that?
Well, you just rely on your instincts, you know.
Well, your instinct isn't to look at the ground when you're talking to me. You know, I mean,
you pick up on things pretty quick if you're tuned in. Yeah. And, you know, when you're traveling, not in a group, but solo or just with one other person, you're more likely to be immersed in a culture. Then I think that's one benefit that we did have. I mean, we didn't have money. We didn't have a crew. But we got the story, and we got a very intimate story because it was just the two of us. We became very attached to these people.
We find out at the film festival that it's absolutely, to me, remarkable how people like yourselves can do this on a shoestring.
Yeah.
I mean, just somehow get through this and do it. I talked to some people yesterday. It took them 2 years to make the movie that they were making, and because it involved a cross-country trip, they'd do it, and then 6 months later, they'd make some more money, and then they'd call his actors and say, okay, you got to meet me in Bismarck, North Dakota. And luckily, he had actors that were friends and said, okay, we'll meet you in Bismarck, North Dakota. Yeah. But it's I find it absolutely fascinating. Part of this, I think, must be because in your situation, Gail, has to do with the National Geographic stuff and the photography work you've done.
Well, I've always been a storyteller. That's where my heart is, you know. And like you said, when it became possible because of technology to make a film with no money and no crew, I realized I had always kind of thought cinematically anyway, and I just went for it. This is really the first feature film I've ever done. This is the first film festival we've been in. There's a lot of firsts.
Okay, so this is the world premiere?
Yep.
I get jazzed when we have world premieres right there. I think I should have special music or something.
Da-da-da-da.
Yeah, really. Now, that's really cool. I really like that. And there was something that just came to mind and left. Come, bring it back, Bill. Bring it back. I'm too old. It doesn't come back. Once it goes, it's gone. It doesn't come back. But one of the things I was thinking about was, okay, now, is this something... Where do you find your ambitions now in this? Would you like a company to pick this thing up and expand on it?
Sure. You know, I went to one crazy kind of pitch event in Los Angeles. I have a friend down there who's in the TV business, and she thought this would make a great series, you know. So I've never been any thing like that in my life. It was kind of like speed dating, you know, and you'd give your pitch, you'd show your reel and be in and out. And most of the people were like, you know. And there were a couple of interesting experiences. A couple of people really liked it, but I loved the one guy's response, who was a hardcore sort of reality TV guy, and he goes, "You got any of that mother-daughter conflict stuff?" And I'm like, "No, man, it's not that kind of movie."
That's fun. So let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. After 99 days, and how did you two do together?
Pretty good. We never really fought. We just sort of, you know, if we were annoyed with each other, we just ignored each other for the day.
And then you'd say, "You got to start filming." So, yeah. And smiling. That's very interesting, because, I mean, that's a fairly intense situation.
It is. Because there's nowhere to go.
Yeah. I mean, we were sleeping in the same bed, and you know, and on the same floor or what have you. But the cool thing was, before we left, we started blogging, and we didn't realize it at the time, but we were building an audience for this, because people love to follow our journey. You know, so wherever we went, we would just add entries to our blog and post pictures and podcasts and things like that. So people got very engaged with it, especially, you know, for a lot of reasons. Certainly the journey and what we were doing, and the mother-daughter aspect. And
I hadn't thought of the mother-daughter aspect, really. I'm not into reality shows that much. Yeah. Reality to me is what I do every day. I don't need to see somebody else's reality.
Right.
I'm trying to struggle with mine.
But I mean, I'd get a lot of emails from women my age, and they'd say, "Oh my goodness, I wish I had done something like that with my mother, or I'd love to do something like that with my daughter." And people Aaron's age would say, "You're going around the world with your mother." You know, it was interesting. Different perspectives.
That is interesting. Now, is there a blog place people can go to?
OpeningOurEyes.net.
OpeningOurEyes.net. Don't forget, the name of the movie is Opening Our Eyes. It's OpeningOurEyes.net. And what will they find there?
Well, they'll find, if they go back all the way to 2010 or January 5th, 2010, when we launched the blog, they can read all our journeys, see lots of pictures, see the trailer of the movie, some podcasts, lots of stuff.
So now, when you did your speed dating down there, how'd that go? I
mean, it went pretty good.
When it finally got done, was there somebody that said, "You know what, I want to talk to you some more"?
Yeah, well, actually, they say, don't even bother giving somebody a card. You know, they said, if you get their card, that's a big deal. I walked away with two cards
that day. Good for you.
And we'll see what happens, you know. They're kind of middlemen, so they have to go to their people and see if they can sell this type of thing. But we'll see. You know?
I have a good feeling about this for you guys.
Oh, we do too.
It's a very special idea to begin with, and to have, you know, to go around the world and find people that are doing really nifty stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and they're doing on it. It sounds to me like in most cases they're doing on shoestrings.
Oh yeah.
And trying to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
I have to ask you though. I have to ask you. Was there a harrowing moment at any time?
Well, there was one bad.
Besides you rushing into protests and all that, and poor Aaron over here flipping out.
Well, one kind of bad experience. We were transiting through Belarus, Minsk, Belarus, a flight from Warsaw, Poland, to Moscow, and to take a 10-minute walk through the airport, they charged us $600, $300 each for transit visas. Mm-hmm. That was not so fun, but I was so upset, and Aaron was calming me down. I kind of got on the plane finally, and I took the in-flight airline magazine, and anywhere I could find a white space, I wrote my rant. And then when I got to a computer, I blogged about it, and I got hate mail from every Belarusian travel agent I didn't even know existed. But then two months later, somebody wrote, "It's because of people like you, the law was changed in Belarus that if you transit for less than, you know, if you're going through for less than 24 hours, you don't pay anything." I'm like,
really?
Yes.
How cool is that? That's so absolutely
that fabulous. Was my change.
Good for you. There she did it right there. Opening Our Eyes is the name of the movie. It played last night, and if you didn't get to see it, guess what? You're in luck, because it's going to play once again tomorrow. It'll be at the Park Cinemas in Paso Robles. It'll be 11 o'clock, so you have time to sleep in and go to Paso. It's no big deal. And then do wine and all that stuff afterwards. And so I really think this is going to be a winner of a movie. We thank Tom for being here and taking pictures and having a cell phone. And I want to thank Aaron Kelly and Gail Mooney. What wonderful guests you've been. And I
thank
think
you.
This movie is just going to be fabulous. And I look forward to seeing it myself if I can see it. All right. Well, thank you very
great.
Much.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Thank you very much. Okay, appreciate it.